Woke up in the morning.
Let's begin with a new segment, sure to win your hearts and minds over the next few years.
On the radio. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings.
Radiated through space.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Your new morning show. Morning show.
Here we are, start of another week. It's November the 23rd. It's -2 right now. Roads are wet. Take your time if you can. A lot of people not with their winter tires on. And I hope that if you had to make your appointment, that you did it already. Because now it's going to be completely messy.
I slid in. I have an appointment at noon today. And I'm very grateful.
Look at you.
I'm
grateful. Damn, well done. All right. So today's show is going to be a lot of fun. We're going to check in with the crew. TJ, what's on your mind?
I want to give a big shout out to Fred VanVleet this morning, who had a chance to leave the Raptors, but decided to stay with the Raptors for 4 more years, $21.25 million a year. And the cool thing about Fred VanVleet is he went undrafted and had to scrape for every inch he was given in his career, and it finally paid off. So shout out to Fred, stay in the Raptor.
He and Kyle Lowry, I think, embody everything it is to be what the Raptors are now, which is amazing. Jax, what about you?
I was going to talk about, you know, the lockdown, etc., but now that I'm gazing at TJ, I want to give a shout out to TJ's mustache.
Hey.
Because we have 7 days left of November. You can donate to his GoFundMe.
I need a GoFundMe to buy a razor.
Please shave this.
His November page, but it's incredible, TJ. So I just want to give a shout out, and I do believe you reached your goal, but you're still taking donations for November. But it's so gross, man.
$1,000.
It's so gross. Yeah.
Well done, man.
Thank you very much.
Keep donating.
Producer Jesse.
This is a gentle reminder, now that the snow has hit the ground, that it is each person's responsibility to clean the snow outside front of their property.
That's right.
So if you've got a sidewalk in front of your house, it's your responsibility. If you're a business, you got to clean it. Or you can face a $500 fine from the city.
Wow.
Yes.
Damn.
Man, they're not messing around.
They
are
not.
Start shoveling.
Start shoveling. Get to it. Remember, they say to actually warm up and do stretches and that sort of thing beforehand, because it is a full workout. It's a lot of work.
A lower back killer there, man.
100%. Yeah. No, I'm not kidding.
No, it'll burn your sacrum, Adam. I agree.
We're in our 30s in this room. We're the only two, we know.
Not my sacrum.
Don't worry. One day you'll wake up and your sacrum will hurt and go, that's what it is.
Maybe I'll know what it is, too.
Exactly. It's Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Ah, lockdown, that familiar feeling. Toronto and Peel have entered their lockdown. They're going to be in our new zones for the next 28 days, which means we can expect to be like this until December 21st. Here's what's closing. Gyms, sports facilities, cinemas, casinos, museums, personal services will all have to shut their doors. Restaurants are going to remain closed for indoor dining, but stay open for takeout and delivery. Shopping malls and other non-essential services will also have to close but be able to remain open for pickup and delivery. Religious services and weddings will be restricted to 10 people indoors and 10 people outdoors. Also, hair salons and barbers will be some of the services that are required to close. Other such places like nail salons will be forced to shut the doors as well. But some positive news on that front. The rent subsidy program for businesses opens today.
Good.
So that new program is going to cover up to 65% of rent or commercial mortgage interest on a sliding scale based on revenue declines. So, fun time. Chess sets are nearly impossible to find right now, thanks to Netflix's The Queen's Gambit.
Of course.
I don't know if you guys have watched the show yet, but it's a show about chess. And because of it, the sales of chess boards are going through the roof. Someone named Mary, who works as the director of marketing for Goliath Games, said that chess sales are up over 1,000%. eBay has reported a 270% increase in searches for chess sets within 10 days of the show's release, while the word chess has nearly doubled in Google searches from the previous year.
Finished it last night, and it is A, an incredible show, and B, chess is really complicated.
Yes,
very, very hard. Yeah. And I would love to go out and buy a chess set and kind of get into that, but I realize my limitations, that I'm not that quick. Like, it's really, really hard. It's beautiful.
You got to think like 10 moves ahead in chess to be good at it.
It's wild, but if you haven't seen the show, also go watch it. It's so good.
Movember, and it's 1 week to go, and as you guys can see, my lip foliage is dense. It's like a magical forest home to really big horses and some woodland critters. Not my mustache, of course. That's just a comparison. Anyway, I'm doing this in support of men's health, both mental and physical. So if you have any money that you can donate, that would be fantastic. You can donate to my Movember page, which, by the way, I hit my goal of $1,000. You can check that link out on our website, 99.9virginradio.ca. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
All right, welcome to new lockdown. If you're Toronto and you're Peel, if you're everybody else, you're fine. When does the lockdown start? Today, 12:01 a.m.
6 hours into it.
Yeah.
We're doing it.
Yeah.
We're really doing it.
We are expected to remain in these zones for 28 days, which means Toronto and Peel can expect to stay in lockdown until at least December 21st. If things do not turn around, it will just continue. I know a lot of people making hair and nail appointments pre-Christmas, so that window between December 21st and December 23rd, 24th even, but it's going to be tight.
It's also like, where are you going, though? You know?
Well, you know, you just want to look good.
You do. You just want to feel good, but a lot of people wanted to get in there for, like, you know, extra services for, like, parties and stuff like that. I'm just saying.
Well, you're not going to have those. So, what is closing? Gyms, sports facilities, cinemas, casinos, museums, and personal services will all have to shut their doors. Restaurants will remain closed for indoor dining, but can stay open for takeout and delivery.
Mm-hmm.
That also means the patios are closed.
Yes.
Shopping malls and other non-essential services will also have to close, but will be able to remain open for pickup and delivery. And that means that if you're Christmas shopping, you're basically doing it online.
Yes.
Yeah, I actually finished online this weekend.
I didn't
want to mess with it because even with shipping and how long everything's going to take, I didn't screw with it. So I went on Amazon for some stuff, and they're saying that
it says
the day of delivery.
Yeah.
They're saying December 15th for things that I ordered yesterday.
Yikes.
So
I better get on that today, too.
Yeah. I hope my nieces and nephews are okay with some maybes.
Get moving. And a lot of businesses, especially around the GTHA, shifting to online buying. So you can still shop local and not have to wait, like, you know, a month or two.
Yeah.
Especially if you're a last minute Linda like me, you're going to be screwed.
Religious services and weddings restricted to 10 people indoors and 10 out. Hair salons and barbers will be some of the services required to close. Other personal care services such as nail salons also shutting their doors. So here's the thing. Obviously, with the shopping that we can do, that we're allowed to do, the key now is to buy as local as you can.
Yes.
You know, like, you know that the mega companies are going to be okay.
Yeah.
It's the little guys that are going to struggle. And, you know, it's the little businesses that make our city cool. It's the little bars. Mm-hmm. It's the little boutique shops and that sort of thing. And what I would say is, too, I believe you can buy alcohol from restaurants.
You still can, yeah. They're still doing outdoor liquor servicing, yeah.
And, it would cost you more than the LCBO. But the LCBO is a publicly funded company.
Yeah.
It's not going anywhere.
It's
going
to be just fine.
Yeah. If you can spare a few extra bucks for whatever you're buying, for wine or for beer or for liquor, do it for the little businesses that need that, because we need them to survive.
Yes,
I mean,
I think we're getting
2.4 million vaccines in Ontario alone as of, like, January to March, that window.
Yeah.
And that is going to change the way we live.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to completely change things. Obviously, we're still going to have to wear masks, but we're talking about immunizing the elderly, the disadvantaged, and those in northern communities that that, you know, can't necessarily get it, get medical health or treatment
quickly
easily.
And efficiently.
And obviously, immunocompromised people. We get those people with a vaccine, and that changes the game for everybody. So we're hoping that we could just kind of squeeze through the next 60 days, get those vaccines going, and we're good to go.
You mentioned before about buying alcohol from restaurants, too. Frankly, the lines are way shorter.
Did you guys see the picture?
Yeah, okay, first of all, did you wait in any lines this weekend, or did you see a picture of it online?
There was
a picture of the Dufferin Mall.
Yes, I was going to say the
3 hours long.
Yeah.
And LCBO somewhere, they were saying, was like a 2-hour wait just to get in. Like,
lots of microbreweries and wineries around here that you can support as well, right? So it's all so accessible. Biggest city, you know, in Canada, one of the biggest cities in North America. We've got it all here, right?
Yeah,
so let's support it.
Absolutely.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
The American Music Awards are always kind of a fun, non-Grammy award. I mean, their performances is really what they're known for.
Yeah.
And Billboard Music Awards recently has kind of come up on the performance end.
Yeah.
You see a lot of great kind of collaborations and stuff like that. The Grammys are kind of stuffy and a little
long and slow.
Yeah, they're the Oscars of music. So the AMAs are a little bit more of a party.
Yeah.
However, the categories still matter to people and they still count. And there were some peculiar winners last night, given some of the categories that we have. So we have producer Jesse with the categories.
Yes.
And we have the nominees for each category. And you tell me who you think should win.
Okay.
And then he'll tell us who did win.
Okay.
Artist of the Year, Justin Bieber, Post Malone, Roddy Ricch, Taylor Swift, The Weeknd.
See, I give it to The Weeknd just because he had two huge singles.
Yeah, I'd say The Weeknd. He put out an album this year.
Winners, Taylor Swift.
What? Also, her third year in a row winning.
Right. Now, Taylor Swift did have a big album come out. It's one of her most successful, but it just, like, it didn't
make waves.
No, it didn't. I mean, her fans loved it, and her fan base is big enough. But any album she puts out, it's going to go to number one.
She certainly had a big news year, but not a huge music year.
That's an interesting
one.
Favorite male artist: Justin Bieber, Post Malone, The Weeknd.
I'll say Post Malone.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm going to say The Weeknd again.
Yeah?
Again, two huge hit singles.
Justin Bieber took that prize home.
Okay.
Now, I wonder what the favorite, like guy we like the most popular guy. What is it?
There's one person in the room that goes, here's my opinion, and here's my favorite.
That sounds like what it's based on,
Favorite female artist: Dua Lipa, Lady Gaga, Taylor Swift.
Dua Lipa.
I want it to be Dua Lipa, but it's going to be Taylor.
Taylor Swift took that.
No, wow.
That's not. Dua Lipa's had like four hit singles.
Collaboration of the Year: WAP, Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion, DaBaby, Roddy Ricch, Rockstar, Dan and Shay with Justin Bieber, 10,000 Hours, Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande, Rain on Me, Megan Thee Stallion and Beyonce, Savage Remix.
Wow.
Who do you think of
WAP or Savage Remix?
WAP
for sure.
Has to be.
I'll say Savage, but I think it's Lady Gaga.
10,000 Hours, Dan and Shay, Justin Bieber.
No
what?
Yeah.
Way.
Yeah. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Okay, so Dan.
Okay.
No offense to them, but are they kidding?
Those are huge songs. And there's one song on that list that you go, oh, that's not as big as the other ones.
And that one won.
WAP changed the world.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. That was like, was a cultural phenomenon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jack Black danced to WAP. Yeah. That is not weird.
What the hell?
Crazy. All right.
Favorite artist, alternative rock: Tame Impala, Billie Eilish, 21 Pilots.
It's got to be Billie.
21 Pilots.
Tame Impala had a bigger year than 21 Pilots, easily.
And Tame Impala is just on that list. It's them or MGMT every year.
Tame Impala is so good. Tame Impala is so good. Oh
this is
God.
One of my favorite ones. Favorite EDM artist?
Oh, no.
Kygo, Marshmello, or Lady Gaga?
What?
Is it going to be Lady
EDM
Gaga? Don't you dare.
Kygo or Marshmello, please.
That's a toss-up. I'll say Kygo.
Lady Gaga won.
No way! Pardon me?
She's not an EDM artist.
Yeah, she did the EDM remix of Shallow.
No, people do EDM remixes of her song.
Tell me something. But...
Oh, my God. I gotta go. Like,
Bradley Cooper's just thrilled in the audience. We're not together, though. Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Toronto police are set to resume rush hour parking tickets this week because life isn't hard enough. They had temporarily reduced the enforcements due to the Cafe TO program, and that program has come to an end, so officers are going to resume the enforcement and towing of all rush hour route offenses, beginning today at morning rush hour. So move your car if you've been parking in a spot you shouldn't be. A six-part Nicki Minaj docuseries is on the way with no release date yet, but she did announce the news on Friday saying, it's going to give you guys a raw, unfiltered look at my personal life and my professional journey, and I can't wait to share it with you. Now, in 2018, along with her album Queens, a lot of her fans were hoping that she was going to do this. She did, just a couple years later.
I'm excited for this because she's a bit of an enigma in terms of, like, you know that she's opinionated, you know that she's strong-willed, you know that she's a brilliant artist, but I'd really love to know what Nicki Minaj, just the person, is, like, day-to-day. So, you know, like, it was kind of, like, you remember the Kevin Hart documentary where it sort of, like, goes through what his day is like, and you're like, oh my God, that sounds awful. like, I don't know how he remains funny.
I want to see Nicki Minaj, like, when she's cozy at home or, like, working on a song or, like, I don't know, has a rough day and is filled with anxiety. Yeah, because there's so much more to it than, you know, that brash, sassy woman that you see a lot in music videos, right?
Yep. That's right. Toronto and Peel are entering their new zones for the next 28 days, so if you woke up today, congratulations, we're in the lockdown. It's going to happen until at least December 21st, and the things that are closed are like gyms, sports facilities, cinemas, casinos, museums, personal services, all that fun stuff. Also, restaurants are closed, so you can only do takeout or delivery. Shopping malls and other non-essential services will also have to close, but they're going to be able to remain open for pickup and delivery. Mm-hmm. Other things like religious services and weddings restricted to 10 people indoors and 10 people outdoors, and hair salons and barbers will be some of the other services that are required to close. Now, some positive news on that front, the rent subsidy program for businesses opens today, and that's going to cover up to 65%. So
amazing.
That helps out a little bit.
Yeah.
And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
99.9 Virgin Radio.
Hey, if you're going to love, why not love locally? Hot single businesses in your area.
Get out of here.
You.
He just worded that so creepily.
Just throwing that out there. Now, so Toronto and Peel officially back in lockdown. We need to support our local businesses.
That's right.
So if you want to show some your favorite business in your area some love, check out our Instagram at Virgin Radio Toronto. We've got a post there, and it's a local love post. Now, it's not a singles post. But if you add a tag of your favorite local business in the GTHA, including Hamilton area in there, so GTHA, get that tag in before 4:30. And at 5 o'clock, Sam East from our afternoon show will be giving you $500 so you can shop at that local business.
Support them, love them.
Yes. So if you got a business in your area that you're like, man, I can't imagine things are easy right now. And I don't think there's any local businesses like, yeah, we're having a great old time.
Yeah, this is fantastic. This is easy peasy. Yeah.
We got it figured out. We want you to tag them. And here's the thing. You can also get your Christmas shopping done on us.
Yeah.
Take this $500, spend it at a local business, get it done on us, on our tab. Okay? So it's just today only. But again, check out Local Love at Virgin Radio Toronto and tag your favorite business.
$500, that's a lot. That's a lot of money.
And it does a lot for that business. $500 is a healthy amount of cash.
So where would you go in your neighborhood?
Okay, so if we're talking food, I'm going to Tacos El Asador on Bloor. But if we're talking clothing, I'm going to Expo Vintage.
Why Expo Vintage? Tell me about Expo Vintage.
So Expo Vintage, tiny little vintage shop, extremely well-priced. It's like good stuff for a good price.
Yeah.
And B, they're just sweethearts, like absolute sweethearts. Small shop, and obviously, you know, not the easiest times to be a business right now.
TJ, noted outdoor guy.
Yes.
Yeah. Where do you go to? Metro.
I'm going to go to Expectation.
There's this small business in my neighborhood, Shoppers Drug Mart. In my old neighborhood where I lived in... St. Lawrence, there was this pet store, and it was called Pet Cuisine and Accessories, which is noted experts in pet cuisine and accessories, and I would spend the $500 there so I could buy my girlfriend's dog $500 worth of treats so that she continues to love me.
There you go. Makes sense.
There's a little design company in Cabbage Town called Kendall & Company, and
they
only for Christmas actually sell like ornaments and things like that. I got all of your gifts there last year. And they are like it's weird. I'm like I told them like you should just be a store. Like I know that you guys are. I know you do like rich people's houses in Cabbage Town, but you should just be a store as well because they're really really good. So for Christmas, if you set up an appointment with them, you can kind of walk through their store and look around.
Oh.
And the idea is that you like their interior design stuff, but also that you can get some really cool retro looking ornaments and really good. They're great with like. Little things that like are like you know cool teapots and things like that. Yeah, things that
Kendall
people, like,
and Co.
That's Kendall and Co.
Kendall and Co.
It's just,
okay,
it's
cool.
just north. Wasn't
the Jenners on set?
No.
Oh, TJ.
It's a good joke though.
Pretty proud of that.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax
on 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So we've forgotten how to date, or at least 40% of us have, according to Bumble. And I feel like Bumble might know.
They probably have an inkling,
right? So the dating app found that not only are 40% of daters unsure about how to successfully date now, but even a higher percentage, 2 out of every 3 people, aren't comfortable with navigating the complicated dating landscape of COVID. Now, 1 in 4 Bumble users are likely to be new dawn daters, or people who are newly single and going through a pandemic breakup. So 25% of people you see have gone through a pandemic. By the way, to say that, like, okay, pandemic breakup, it's been a long pandemic.
If you've broken up in the last calendar year.
That's a big space.
100%, of course, at least 25% have broken up in the last year.
As most do in the span of a year.
Usually how it goes. Yeah. 1 in 3 users told Bumble they're placing a stronger emphasis on finding a partner going into the holidays. See, that's interesting.
How many is that? 1 in 3?
1 in 3.
Okay.
Putting a stronger emphasis on finding a partner going into the holidays. And 40% are slowing down the getting to know you phase in the hopes of finding a longer term partner.
The TJ method.
Yeah. So you want to move in?
So essentially it means you skip the we're going to get to know each other, which is usually what, 6 weeks to 2 months?
Yep.
And it's more like, hey, a couple dates in, all right, we're exclusive now.
It makes
like, what?
It makes sense though, because there's so many options right now. Like when they say that the grocery stores were busy yesterday, can you imagine Bumble before we're going into lockdown? People are trying to find their COVID bays, their holiday bays. And like you wanna get to it. You want to get to the point. I respect that.
But it's probably going to follow the same trajectory that it did at the beginning of this whole lockdown business, where it was crazy town banana pants for the first, 3 to 4 weeks, and then all of a sudden it wasn't anymore.
Yeah, it's the apps same were thing. Nuts, right? Yeah, and then they weren't nuts anymore.
Exactly, and it's going to be the same thing now. Everyone's kind of freaking out because of lockdown, and then after the holidays, everyone's like, oh, I don't need to have a COVID bay anymore.
Single guy question.
Yeah.
Because knowing how to date after coming out of like a 6 or 7 year relationship is tough, right?
You just don't, I can imagine.
I don't think you know how to date.
No.
So I have a question for the two of you, and specifically TJ, because I believe that TJ in the first lockdown went through just this. You skipped the get to know you stage and went right to she moves in every, she moved in for 2 weeks and you guys quarantined together. So how, because honestly, the only way I've ever done it is you pretend not to like each other like you're a great one for
which
about
is
2 months.
So bizarre.
And then you say, okay, fine, we like each other, but like not too much, don't plan a future or anything.
Yeah.
And
slow
all of a sudden
burn,
you're married.
I love it. Yeah.
So with you guys, it was like, boom, move in. How did it go?
Like, did it go good or bad? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
It went great. Yeah, so, okay. The real answer is, within the first, like, 10 minutes of hanging out with Val, I was like, this is a good person.
Yeah.
And then you spend even more time together, and you're like, this person makes me happy every second they're around. I should have them around all the time.
Interesting.
And let's just ride this train and see where it goes. And it's been a few months since, and we still can't get enough of each other.
Okay, so...
good. That's really healthy.
What I'd like to do is talk to more TJ people.
Yeah, I would too, because everyone always looks at me like I'm insane.
Well, yeah, and I'm not going to lie. Jax and I were a little concerned for you, because you are known as the move them in guy.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And move fast guy. Very, very fast.
So at the beginning of the pandemic, we were looking at each other like, listen, I just hope he's okay.
Yeah.
Like, because it was never Val.
No.
It was just more like, TJ, it's a lot. It's very quick, and you guys have been great.
Yeah.
So.
That was the first time I've heard that.
If you... No, it is not. If you've skipped the stage and you went like right into lockdown together early, we want to hear from you right now at 416-872-9999, 999-999 to text. Because there's been a lot of people who are listening to this going, okay, so how do I do this properly?
Yeah.
How do I maintain my space, my independence? Mm-hmm, there's things like that you don't want to lose.
How do I be more like TJ is what the question you're trying to ask, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, in this case, I don't think we can dispute that. That's true. That's true. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Mackenzie Porter.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
According to Bumble, we are skipping the grade one, hey, we're together, but we're not going to be together sort of stage. You know, where it's like, you know, when you're grade one and you're like, I'm going to ignore my girlfriend in the playground.
The slow burn.
That's sort of how it is as an adult now, too. You do it for 2 months and you're like, I'm going to, they texted me. And then I'll text them back in the next Olympics. And after that period ends, if you've made it through that, pretending not to like each other, then you can be open about liking each other.
Yeah.
The first month of dating someone new is like the hardest.
Oh, it's
because you're
worst.
All looking for reasons to get rid of them, right? You're always on the lookout.
Yeah, the red flagometer's up, and you're like, okay, what are you going to screw it up?
It's like you're driving on the highway, and you kind of have a vague idea where your exit is, so you're just staying in the right-hand lane with your finger ready on the turn signal.
Yes, exactly, exactly. Now, people are skipping that stage and going straight to dating now because lockdown, holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's no parties really to go to for the holidays, probably. However, it's still nice not to be alone.
It's just good to have somebody to be cozy with right now.
I mean, I was alone one Christmas, and at least back then you could go to a movie.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to be able to do that this year. So,
absolutely not.
999-999 to text. You tried the skip it and go right to relationship stage from dating. How'd it go?
From the 647, my boyfriend and I met during the second week of the pandemic. We moved in together 3 weeks later. I have never been this happy before in my life.
Aww.
Fair.
Love that.
Together, we have 4 children, so it makes for a busy household quite often.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah. That sounds like fun, though, you know? They sound like they are having a lot of fun.
So they moved in and they had kids.
Yeah.
That's That's intense.
That's brazen.
That's the thing. Dating with a kid, completely different world, man. Yeah. Like, it's so weird, and it's like, what do you even mention the kid?
Yeah.
Do you talk about the kid? Do you talk about you don't want one more kid?
I can relate. Like, my girlfriend has a dog, so, like, I get it. Another one from the 416. Met my girlfriend during the first lockdown. She moved in 3 months later. Officially a U-Haul lesbian. Wouldn't change it for anything.
I've never been happier.
And to elaborate, if you don't know about U-Haul lesbians, I've been one. You meet, and then on the second date, you move in together.
What's the joke?
Oh, yeah. What do you bring on a first date? Flowers. Second date, a U-Haul.
Beautiful.
Last one here from the 647. After a week of dating, I would spend 5 to 7 days at his house because it was convenient for me to spend time with him and go to work the following day. Then we added weekends. Then after 3 weeks, we moved in together.
How long have they been together?
3 years.
3 years,
Oh, okay.
It works.
Seems quick, but you know what? If you like them, you like them, right?
If you know, you know.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Welcome to Lockdown 2, the sequel. Toronto and Peel are going to be in their new zones for the next 28 days, which means until at least December 21st. Here's what's closing. Gyms, sports facilities, cinemas, casinos, museums, and personal services.
Museums like you've never been to one? Museums.
That's where they have a bunch of displays of cows,
so many artifacts.
My favorite one is the one where they have the old stuff. You know, those ones. Restaurants are also going to remain closed for indoor dining, but stay out for takeout and delivery. Also, shopping malls and other non-essential services will have to close, but be able to remain open for pickup and delivery. Religious services and weddings will be restricted to 10 people indoors and 10 people outdoors. Also, hair salons and barbers are required to close. But some positive news on that front. The rent subsidy program for businesses opens today, and that program will cover up to 65% of rent, so that's great. Chess sets are nearly impossible to find thanks to the Netflix show The Queen's Gambit.
So good.
A show about the game of chess. Mary Higb, who is the director of marketing at Goliath Games, said that chess sales are up over 1,000%. eBay has reported a 270% increase in searches for chess sets within 10 days of the show's release. And the word chess has nearly doubled in Google searches from the previous year. Whether or not that's a spelling mistake of people trying to spell the word chest, I'm not sure, but still impressive nonetheless.
TJ also says chess like he's never played it.
Chess at the museum.
I'll have you guys know that I am one of those people that sit in the park at one of those permanent chessboards, and I play whoever walks by.
Which park?
I tell them, all of them. And then I tell people, you only get to play me twice, I beat you twice, and then you're out of here. And then I beat them twice.
Yeah.
I thought you were the Uno shark.
I also play a lot of Uno.
But your silly chair from Indigo that was like the laydown rug.
That was summer. It's
a simpler
fall.
Time.
Yeah. It's winter now.
Adam, try and keep up. Fall and winter's chess, and the summer is Uno.
Okay, sorry.
There's a lot of depth to me, you know? Hey, it's November, and there's 1 week to go. Jax, how would you describe my lip tickler?
It looks like a fake Christmas tree sheddings.
Kind of does.
But it's like,
actually does. It feels like it, too.
It looks like an old broom.
It looks like an old broom, but you know, like the kind of wicker ones that kind of start to bend at the end? That's kind of what it looks like. Movember, of course, raises money for men's health, and it goes towards some fantastic initiatives. I set the goal of raising $1,000 for the month, and I actually hit that this weekend. Raised about $1,013. Uh-huh. But, of course, still taking donations because it's a fantastic cause and really, really urge you to do so if you got a few extra bucks.
How would one find the link?
Well, there's two ways to do so, Adam.
Don't do this.
There's the incredibly complicated, and dare I say tedious way of going to our website, 999virginradio.ca, clicking the link you see on the front page. But the preferable way is to go to my Instagram page, at OnAirTJ, and in my bio there.
You need some followers?
I don't know what you're talking about. And you click the link in my bio. You can also click follow, so you can follow along with my journey.
You need to follow to donate?
Yes.
You need to.
That is not true.
You're misleading things to charity here.
And also, I post a lot of my stories about beating people in chess and Uno, so if you're interested in that, there you go.
Scintillating.
Layered.
Yeah. Hundreds and hundreds of great pieces of content. 10K Friday next.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
The next sentence will either make you extremely mad or extremely happy. There is no in-between.
Okay.
You need to stop making your bed in the morning.
Well, that's mad.
simply not true. I just don't understand.
So you're mad?
I'm mad. Of course
I'm happy. Producer Jesse, are you a maker of your bed?
I am very happy to hear that.
Yeah, me too. What? I'm with you. Because making your bed stinks.
But yeah. I'm 14.
I'm just a teenager.
Yeah.
Can't tell me what to do, Mom.
I'm not going to unload the dishwasher either.
According to a cleaning expert.
Okay.
All of us need to stop making our beds first thing in the morning. She says it's important to let them breathe. Writing on Instagram, she said, over the course of the night, our hot and damp sheets attract bed bugs and dirt.
Okay.
And we should be keeping the covers off for some time after waking up. She said, it seems a lot of people get up and make the bed straight away. This is something you need to stop doing. Get out of bed, throw the duvet back, and let your bed breathe. During the night, we sweat, we shed skin. There's dust mites, there's bed bugs. They love damp, humid areas. And some people only let their bed breathe in the summer, and some never do it at all.
I mean, when you put it that way, that does sound pretty gross. But can you, like, neatly let your duvet breathe?
You know what I mean? Fold it over.
I'm just going to fold it.
They're saying you got to let it fold back for the day. And then maybe when you get home from work.
I mean,
you're at home for work. Most people are, so.
I can't even think about my bed being a maid right now at home.
Really?
No. It stresses me out. I need my bed to be made. Yeah.
Yeah, it's ludicrous. I won't sleep in the bed if it's not made.
I haven't made my bed regularly since I moved out of my parents' house when I was 19.
Shocking. Now, I'm going to say that you are different than most people.
Why?
Your body temperature is very different.
Yeah.
Than most people.
You're saying I'm sweaty.
You're incredibly sweaty. Yeah, that bed needs a shower.
You leave and the bed lights a cigarette and it's like, oh my God, I can't keep doing this.
What a night.
What a night.
Needs a puffer. That's how much air it needs.
All right.
You're so sweaty, Adam.
I think we got the message. Now,
poor guy.
I think what I want to ask here is, are we for it or against it? Are we for this or are we against this? So it means we need to bring back an old favorite, guys.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Are we doing it?
Are you ready?
Are we doing it?
Are you ready? Are you ready? Although if I can find it.
We'll just keep saying it.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Here we go. Yeah.
I've never been. There it is. So first off, two of us are for it, two of us are against it, which means we need one more caller to break the tie. Yeah. And then after that, I want to ask you this question. Question is, what do you do, cleaning-wise, that's super weird, that people give you weird looks for, that you think
TJ
and swear by? Now, I'll tell you one right now.
Okay.
Never make my bed, never wash my jeans. Ever, ever, ever. It wrecks your jeans.
Yeah.
And really, are you playing in the mud as an adult in your jeans?
No.
Jeans are fine. Mm-hmm. Denim is not supposed to go in the washing machine. And if it has to, delicate cycle, cold water, inside out, hang to dry.
That is true. That is fair.
Thank you. Because everybody looks at me weird whenever
I say that. No, that's fair.
No, I'm with you. My jeans are $20 from H&M, and I do the same thing.
Okay. There you go. Perfect. Yeah. All right. So what's your weird one?
I do laundry in the weirdest way.
Okay.
So much so that I've told my girlfriend Val, like, just leave it. I need to do it my way because, as you guys would know, I have a particular way of doing things. So I have, it starts with
said
the piles.
Right, I started twitching.
Yeah, that's one
just
way.
You say you don't make your bed, maybe go like, I should make it. I have three separate piles minimum that I separate my laundry into. So there's whites, there's colors that can go in the dryer, mm-hmm. and colors that have to be hang dried, and they all get washed separately. I also hang dry way too much stuff. It's nauseating. And the way I store my clothes in my closet is so bizarre. So a lot of people sort it by colors, like color coordinate their closet. I sort it by essentially seasons. So like all the long sleeve pullover shirts are together. All the button-up shirts are together. All the plaid button-up shirts are together. All the colored t-shirts are together. All the floral t-shirts are together. Oh, everything has a pattern.
Gotta keep my H&M crew necks organized.
That's right. Yeah. All 10 of them.
Black long sleeve shirt. What about you, Jax? What do you got?
I have been told that this is odd, but I iron my duvet cover.
That's so weird.
Why?
I don't know. I like the way it's crisp. And like, as you know, so I'm talking about like after you get it out of the washer and the dryer and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I iron it because it's easier to put on in my mind, and I like it to be crisp, and then I can really pull the edges because like I don't like there being any rivets or divots or any bumps and lines in my duvet. I don't like it.
How long does it take you to iron your duvet?
That's way, whatever it is.
None of your business,
time
TJ.
That I do not have. Yeah. I'm at home with two dogs and a kid on my own. There's no way I'm ironing a thing. Not even a shirt. Forget
home,
it.
I'm at home free ironing my...
So we got a text to 999. Everyone makes fun of me because I went into labor at 2:30, but I had to make my bed before I went to the hospital.
Girl, there's a lot of moms out there who have said the same thing.
And then
the,
another one from the 905. I rinse and wash off my dishes before putting them in the dishwasher.
Yes. That's a whole other thing.
Nobody ever knows if the dishes in the dishwasher are clean or dirty. Yeah. Here's the thing. Why
Adam,
have the dishwasher?
Start.
Sell
don't
it.
Start.
Just have a big empty cabinet of space.
Nope, you're wrong.
416-872-9999, 999-999 to text your weird cleaning habits. Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
It's an important question. Make your bed or not make your bed in the first thing in the morning. According to a cleaning expert, it's bad to not let it breathe.
Yeah.
Pull the duvet back, pull that first sheet back, let it breathe for a few hours, make it when you come home, and then you can slide into your made bed. But that's, according to cleaning experts, what you should do. Now, Jax and TJ are saying, absolutely not.
Make
I'm still making my bed.
Make your damn bed.
Producer Jesse and I say, no way. Why make your bed when you don't need to?
We
got one person on the phone who's going to break the tie. Jeff?
Make your bed.
Ah. So Jeff breaks the tie.
Jeff, come with us.
So officially, we are on the side of making your bed, although I hate it. I protest it. Now, the second question was, what do you do that's a little weird when it comes to cleaning? And I know that COVID has totally changed this game as well. Like, well, we've talked about it before and we kind of laugh, but Sam East from our afternoon show disinfects like the potato chips and stuff like that.
Yep.
And listen, I can't hate it.
No.
I definitely totally cheesed her for it, but can't hate it because it's sort of a good idea.
Yeah.
A bunch of people touching her stuff. Now, what do we got on the text 999-999?
Some really funny ones coming in from the 905. OMG, I vacuum my front porch. I can't handle the little leaves and the dust and dog hair that collects there. So when I vacuum my front hall every week, I do my front porch area too. It's the first thing I see when I get home, they said, trying to reason with us.
My dad used to make me sweep the driveway.
Oh, yeah.
What?
I sweep my front porch. I sweep my front. I'm trying to, you know, those older
women?
Yeah, I
get sweeping your front porch, but sweeping the driveway. I also had to vacuum the unfinished part of my basement.
What lesson were they trying to teach you?
Well, because I used to be a landscaper and I'd come home and I'd be covered in dirt. And then I would just go down to the basement, the unfinished part, and then strip down and put my stuff directly in the wash because it was just a mess. And after a while, they're like, you know, there's a lot of dirt. It's very gritty down here. I'm like, it's the concrete part of the basement. They're like, it doesn't matter. You need to vacuum it.
Wow.
Yeah. You understand why I don't make my bed now.
Another piece of the puzzle falls into place.
Very strict. TJ and Jax are very clean. I lived as TJ and Jax as my parents.
Yeah.
So I need to rebel, even now.
We can still fix you, Adam. You still can, okay?
Hey, here's a weird one from the 289. I always dry my toothbrush before putting it back. Does that make me odd? LOL.
I do the same. I put my toothbrush against the towel because I don't like the water. Like, in the cup, because then it gets full of water. Yeah, you dry your toothbrush.
So you'd rather put your toothbrush on the towel.
On a towel.
That you just wash your body.
But you wash your towels every day, don't you?
No, not every day anymore because you guys call me up.
Yeah,
no, but I have
like
a lot.
Every other day.
I have a lot.
Yeah, that's right.
Like I have a lot of clean towels. So I have like a toothbrush towel.
You have a toothbrush towel.
Not like specifically for, but like drying my hands and like, like
hold
those
on,
sort of things.
So and the hand towel at your house that I use when I've gone to your house when I was allowed to.
Yeah.
Is a toothbrush towel?
No. There's like the little one.
Two hand towels and one of them is a toothbrush towel.
Yes.
Oh my God.
So it's a toothbrush towel.
Do you ever get lint in your toothbrush though?
No, because you clean it out right. Like it's not just like a dab and go. It's like a.
I know.
Take a little time.
Toothbrush.
Take a little time.
How often do you wash the toothbrush towel?
I just don't like every few days. Like when I do my load of towels, I just don't like the water getting in the bottom of the cup of a toothbrush. Like the toothbrush holder.
Yeah, because it makes the bottom of things smelly.
It makes the bottom and it's smelly and it's like it's like swamp water down there.
Okay. All right, TJ. Next text.
That one rubbed me the wrong way. I don't know why. Another from the 905. I never use soap to wash my coffee pot. I only rinse it, and even then, that's only when it really gets really stained.
Apparently, you're supposed to do that. You aren't supposed to treat coffee pots with soap because it can actually like get in the glass and it can really
What are you supposed to do?
I have heard
what?
You're still upset with me about the toothbrush towel.
Yeah, I can't even make eye contact with you right now.
You just looked away. So you're like, okay. All right, I'm off the show.
Another from the 289. Apparently, everyone I live with is a Neanderthal because they think it's crazy that I neatly fold my paper towel before Windexing things. They think I should just bunch up the paper towel in my hand like a crazy person.
No, you fold the towel.
Yeah.
You're not crazy. Fold the towel.
More efficient.
Because you need to be able to use both sides.
Exactly.
And you can unfold and refold on the other side and then use those too.
That's a buncher.
That's just smart.
You're a buncher? You're a buncher?
Yeah.
You?
TJ, really?
Jax has a toothbrush towel and I'm the weird one?
I think you're both. I think it's both straight. You guys are coming after me. You have a toothbrush towel, and you bunch up paper towel.
It's not a toothbrush
like
towel.
Like some maniac.
It's other things towel. Okay.
Wow. Hey, we got any more?
We don't have to take this from somebody who doesn't make their bed. Next.
Yeah. Exactly. Whatever, Adam.
Last one.
Last one. My boyfriend thinks I'm nuts because you can't find things. Oh, pardon me. I need the fridge to be super sorted. Drinks and large items at the top, dairy in the middle, leftovers, fruits, and veggies at the bottom okay. with the condiments in the door. My boyfriend thinks I'm nuts, but otherwise you can't find things, and rotten things are likely to go unnoticed longer.
I actually really like that because I waste a lot of food from that reason, so I'm going to reorganize
yes!
my fridge.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
It's the second lockdown. Do, 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 do.
I don't like
do, 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 do.
I don't mind
need
it.
To do that.
I'm going with it.
I don't. Makes me feel alarmed more yeah. so than I am already.
But, yeah, okay. you're right.
Second lockdown, baby.
It's the second yeah. lockdown. Toronto and Peel entered their new zones for 28 days, which means it's going to be like this till at least December 21st. What's close? Glad you asked. Gyms, sports facilities, cinemas, casinos, museums, and personal services will all have to shut their doors. Restaurants will remain closed for indoor dining but can stay open for takeout and delivery. Shopping malls and other non-essential services will also have to close but be able to remain open for pickup and delivery. Religious services and weddings will be restricted to 10 people indoors and 10 people outdoors.
What is it?
Oh, wait for it.
Adam, boys. Boys.
Take it, Adam. All right, good energy.
Like.
All right, TJ, come on, sing it.
It's the second lockdown. I hate this.
Stay inside.
If we don't laugh, what can we do?
Yeah.
I want to be on a lockdown from you guys. That's what I want to be.
Listen, I like our new second lockdown song. I think yeah. I'm going to pull this up every morning, every yeah. time you mention it.
Is this from Rocky?
No, this is not.
Oh.
Just from the 80s, man.
Gotta love Europe.
Yeah. Anyway, so
you
second lockdown time.
Yeah,
a bunch of stuff is closed.
Okay, everything's closed.
Next time, though, you tell me when you're going to do a second lockdown story,
yeah,
and I'll bring Europe up.
Can we get
it
queued up the hook? Because yeah, otherwise absolutely. We're waiting like 3 minutes.
Yeah, I didn't realize. Man, okay, can we just talk about
Producer
how
Jesse?
Songs now are 2 minutes long.
Oh, yeah.
In the 80s, they were like 8 minutes with a 3.5 minute buildup. What was that?
They used to do it on purpose.
Unnecessary
radio people
is what
could
that
go
was.
And have a smoke.
That's right. There
True.
You go.
They used to do. There's a 6-part Nicki Minaj docuseries on the way. There's no release date on it yet, but she announced the news on Friday saying it's going to give you guys a raw, unfiltered look at my personal life and my professional journey, and I can't wait to share it with you. Now, fans have been wanting this for a couple years now. Apparently, in 2018, along with her album Queens, it was rumored that one was coming out, but it never did. So this will be pretty interesting. And this weekend, of course, was the American Music Awards, the AMAs, if you will. And Taylor Swift won Artist of the Year for the 3rd year in a row, 6th time in general. Oh, and Lady Gaga won Fave EDM Artist.
Like, that doesn't even make sense.
So, yeah, it was one of those nights.
I don't understand. What did she do that was EDM?
What did she not do that was EDM?
Like, back in 2008, I could see it. Like, Just Dance and stuff like that, all the remixes. But, like, there's... Oh, he's looking up another clip.
I think some people are saying that Chromatica, her album, is, like, pretty dancey.
Like, I get that it's dancey, but, like, EDM, that's... It cannot.
Yeah. What's
it
your favorite Lady Gaga lyric, Jax?
All right.
Oh,
is this the Lady Gaga remix?
No, this is producer
is
Jesse.
This Shallows?
Producer Jesse found a clip that he just wants to play, is what's happening here.
Here you go.
I liked it better when they played the final countdown.
Yeah, okay.
The whole list of
we're
winners,
doing the rest
by the
of
way, for the AMAs is on our IG stories. You can check that out at Virgin Radio Toronto. And while you're on Instagram, if you're looking for new people to follow, yeah. Follow your old buddy TJ at On Air TJ.
Okay, here's the deal. TJ really wants you to follow him because
he's
out of the 4 members on the show, he's the least followed. So
yeah.
That's
which
fun.
I'm reminded of every day. Sometimes people message me and they go like, hey, I noticed that you have the least amount of followers, LOL. But like,
nobody,
cool,
TJ, that
no,
has
that's,
never happened.
That's TJ,
that is guaranteed. That's TJ talking to himself.
TJ's talking to himself in the mirror right
yes.
now. Exactly.
Yeah, nobody cares but you, TJ.
Anyway, well, listen.
My sweet darling, I care.
Anyway, we're going to play a real song
you know
now.
What, we
we're
should,
out of here.
We should leave.
You stop.
I love you.
Yeah, we're going to get a phone call about this
yeah.
for sure. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Have a fantastic morning. Robin's up next.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.